Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And welcome back. That last track was by Astrocolor, a song called Night Flight here on CJSF 90.1 FM. So you want to talk about the Cinematheque?
Ooh, yes, plug for the Cinematheque.
Oh,
Let me hit this shit. Let's hear it. Where's the sound effect?
Oh, it didn't happen. Oh, it's Mike Stern's on.
Nice. Thank you. Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah, they've been open for the last 10 days, I think, after closing for 2 months.
Where's the Cinematheque? I actually have not been to the Cinematheque yet.
I know you go pretty often, but I've never been.
I go to
the Cinematheque all the time. It's awesome. Great place to become insufferable.
Wait, where is it? It's
on Howe Street. It's like a block down from the VIF Center, actually, which is also a smaller theater.
Yeah, okay.
Van City Theater is.
No, I've never been there before.
It's a lot of fun. Single screen. They just put in, like, the universal bathrooms. It's awesome.
Oh, very cool.
Put in a new concession area. It looks very pristine now, so you can spend money on popcorn.
Yeah, do you go to movies a lot on your own and stuff?
Oh, yeah. All the time. By myself.
But it's not, like, a sad thing for you.
It's kind of a sad thing.
No, you can't say that.
Anyways, this is Cinematheque. If you're trying to check out some cool stuff, tonight there's a showing called Oyasumi. It's 12... Japanese, I think they're all Japanese-Canadian, actually, or maybe just Japanese, animated shorts based around the theme of saying goodnight, so that looks cool. They're showing, like, this really weird, like, documentary-esque thing tomorrow at 6:30 called De Humani Corpus Fabrica. It's, like, made, I think almost exclusively of footage from, like, surgeries. Of,
ew,
like, cameras they put inside people. So I could have been an extra if they contacted me when I was 10 in Taiwan.
What surgery did you get in Taiwan?
I got, like, some weird intestinal surgery. I don't even know what it was, man. It's just something intestinal. They tried to put a camera, like, through my nose, and then I pulled it out. And, like, it was, like, August, which is, like, killing season.
For med students, right?
Yeah, for, like, new med students. And I remember, because I was in the room, and they're, like, shove this camera up your nose. And I was, like, what? And
you have to do it yourself?
Yeah. Because, like, they're not going to do it for you.
Why not?
I don't know. They just handed me, like, it looks like, you know that suction thingy you get at, like, the dentist's?
The suction thing you get at the dentist?
You know the suction thingy that you get at the dentist?
Oh, it's just, like, the tube, like, the PVC tube.
It looks like one of those tubes, but, like, a little bit thinner. And you, like, shove it up your nose, and it goes, like, up your nose, and, like, through your trachea to your stomach, because they're trying to get to, like...
You have to send it that far on your own?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I sent it, like, down to, like, my trachea, and then I felt it, like, touch... like, the wall of my trachea, and I was like, oh, hell, like, I don't want to do that, so I just pulled it out, and, like, I literally heard, like, the collective, like, sigh of, like, disappointment from, like, all the med students.
They couldn't get even one of these. I mean, it's killing season, you know? It's, like, in the name of the game, they should have just got somebody to, like, mess
with
your trachea.
No, but I feel like they don't want somebody else to do it, because it's, like, you know your body best or something, so it's, like, you can go at your own pace, moving the camera down there.
But... I guess so. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'd feel more scared to have to do it myself, you know? It's like, imagine trying to have to, like, I don't know, I can't think of something. Imagine trying to have to, like, break a bone in place for yourself, you know? Like, I think it's, like, that shrill, like, I don't want to do it, you know? I'd rather someone else just, like, break the bone for me, you know?
That is true. Yeah. That is pretty bad. But anyways... Also showing tomorrow night at 8:50 is Orson Welles' The Trial in a new restoration. You ever seen an Orson Welles movie?
No, never.
You know who Orson Welles is?
Yeah, I knew Orson Welles is.
War of the Worlds guy?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a movie from him recently, actually. I saw Touch of Evil.
These are all movies I've never heard of.
Dude, this movie, Touch of Evil. Let me tell you about Touch of Evil. Touch of Evil is this crazy noir movie. And it's like... noir movies are so funny because, like, they're kind of just, like, parodies of themselves, you know? So,
Noir movies? So,
Touch of Evil. Yeah, noir movies. Like, you ever seen, like, a noir movie?
I have not seen a noir movie, but, like, I know,
what,
like...
really? You've never seen a noir
movie? Never seen a noir movie.
Like, Sin City? That's, like, probably like, the most recent, like, noir movie.
Oh, actually, maybe I have seen Sin City. Sin City is based off, like, a comic book or a graphic novel or something?
Yeah, graphic novel.
Yeah, yeah. No, actually, I have seen Sin City.
Okay,
yeah. I've
Sin City is, like, a contemporary noir movie that I feel like most of our generation might have seen, but... some of, like, the golden age noir movies are too funny. Like, Touch of Evil is awesome, first of all, because it has, like, this extended, like, 8-minute tracking sequence at the beginning. So it takes place on the border between, like, Mexico and the U.S.
Sure.
And, like, there's this, like, insane tracking shot at the beginning where some guy, like, plants a bomb in, like the governor's, like, car or something, and then, like, blows up.
Sure.
While, like, the tracking shot is following this newlywed couple, he's, like... he's, like, the equivalent of the district attorney from, like, Mexico or something. And he's, like, in the U.S. for, like, a honeymoon with his wife. And he gets caught up in this, like, this scheme, this, like, investigation into, like, who, like, murdered, like, the governor with a car bomb.
Interesting.
And then, like, Orson Welles, who's, like, at this point in his career, like, gained, like, 80 pounds, is, like, playing this huge, like, drunken, like... you know, like a bad boy sheriff, you know, like he, like the whole subplot of the movie is like, oh, does he fabricate evidence to like put criminals away? And he's like, but he's doing it for the right reasons. And like, there's this like inexplicable like side plot where like he shows up to like this, like, it's, I think it's implied to be a brothel, but I'm not entirely sure. And like, it just has like Marlene Dietrich, like, you know, Marlene Dietrich,
I do not.
Golden age Hollywood star. And it just has Marlene Dietrich, like, in this, like, weird, like, brothel. And it's implied that her and, like, the Orson Welles sheriff, like, have this past. But, like, the whole movie, she's just, like, doing spreadsheets for her brothel. It's crazy. It's a crazy movie. It's a lot of fun.
Someone's got to do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not all, it's all not flashy and shit.
I think that movie is awesome. And, like, the score is really good. And, like, there's, like, all these, like, really bizarre, like, plot twists. Yeah, it's a fun movie. I really enjoyed it. It was a good time. But anyways, they're showing Orson Welles' The Trout, which I haven't seen. It's based on the Kafka novel, if you've ever...
I know of it.
Yeah. So I actually haven't read The Trout, even though I think it's, like, Kafka's most famous novel. But anyways, it's so cool. You should check it out.
Yeah, cute little Cinematheque plug, yeah.
Yeah, big Cinematheque plug. They're also... the Vancouver Greek Film Festival is on pretty soon. I think I'm going to catch... America, directed by Elia Kazan, which is, like, this three-hour, like, family epic. Kazan's career, you know, famously cut short because he was put on, like, the Hollywood blacklist. You ever heard of the Hollywood blacklist? Like, the...
So this is a real thing.
This is a real thing. I'm not making this up. The Hollywood blacklist...
And like, so it's just, like, people who are just, like, not cast anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, they were... because they were affiliated with the Communist Party. Yeah. Like, oh, this is the same thing that Oppenheimer, speaking of... the Hollywood blacklist and movies. Oppenheimer, directed by Christopher Nolan, in theaters in July. So Oppenheimer also testified because it was the House Committee of like Un-American Activities or something.
Sure.
Where they just rounded up all these like public figures and like they had to testify as to whether or not they were members of the Communist Party, which is crazy that this is a real thing. And then they were blacklisted, yeah. And like they like basically were like barred. Like Oppenheimer, for example, he was like... like banned from working on like government projects anymore, essentially, after he testified as a communist, right, or something like that.
I don't really know who Oppenheimer is.
Oppenheimer's the father of the nuclear bomb.
Oh, okay.
He built the He said, "What did he say? I'm become death, destroyer of the world." Which is actually a quote from the Bhagavad Gita. He didn't actually say that. He was quoting the Bhagavad Gita, which is a crazy text. You should read it sometime. You ever read the Bhagavad Gita? It's crazy. It's about this guy named Arjun, and like there's like this big holy war happening, and the holy war involves people from his family, so he has to decide whether or not to like essentially like, go to war with his own family members and like kill basically his cousins and stuff. And then like I don't know, like God appears in the form of like... like, he's, like, riding into the battle and deliberating, and he's trying to, like, figure this out, like, mentally. It's about, like, this big mental and spiritual struggle. And then, like, at some point, like, the person who... I think if I remember the story, the person who's, like, leading, like, the carriage, like, transforms, and, like, it turns out they're God. And then, like, he has this insane spiritual message from God. And I can't remember, like, if he actually goes to, like, beef his cousins or not. Like, I think he does. I think he ends up deciding, like, yeah, I'm a throw hands.
Dude, you gotta get me on this movie list. You just listed like a bunch of obscure movies that I do not know.
But anyways, I was all talking about the Hollywood Black, because what I'm saying is this whole House Committee of Un-American Activities thing would not fly in the contemporary political landscape. You know,
what I mean?
There'd be too many people to question. Like, if we had a Hollywood blacklist nowadays, like, it would just redirect to, like, the user database of, like, Twitter or something, you know?
Well, I don't know. Like, I guess so.
Because it's, like, normal to, like, identify with those causes, you know? Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to round up every person in, like, San Francisco and get them to testify?
No. But see, it's, like, maybe the modern version of, like, the Hollywood blacklist is, like, all those Twitch streamers who end up going to, like, Kick, you know? Like, I'm thinking of, like, the, what's his name? Like, oh, the white guy who's, like, hanging out with, like, Andrew Tate and stuff. Like, Aiden Ross, you know? It's, like, for being, like, too red-pilled and stuff or whatever.
Right, but they would never be on the blacklist. Those guys would be writing the blacklist, you know?
So, oh, okay, right.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not un-American activity.
Exactly. It's not un-American. It's American activity.
Oh, no. All right, time to get to some music. Okay, for my next track for today, let's see what we got here. It's your time to shine, dude. Tim Hecker, Music of the Air, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Thank you. Welcome back. That last track was Sophie, Nothing More to Say, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm coming down to the bottom of my hour right now, so I'm just going to sign off here. But if you like what you heard this week, be sure to tune in again next week. I'll be on at the same time, same open mic slot, at noon on Thursdays. And the next track, The Goat Has Returned, Angst in Cat Skin.
Oh, God.
We got Swear here on CJSF 90.1 FM. See you guys next week. Bye.
Yeah. Charlie, Angelada, Crash, BBT, llévame, déjate aquí.